Dueling Genre.
Hello, and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we have analyzed the movie Rocky II 1 minute at a time. I am Jason.
And I'm Doug.
Today, we are knocking out minutes 173 to 119 and 6 seconds, which begins with a tearful I love you and ends with an MGM lion saying goodbye. So this is our final recording of the year, Rocky II.
And you had no emotion to that intro. None.
I was expecting a little... Focus on getting it right.
I was expecting a tearful I love you. Or a cough.
I'm still ravaged with this cold. I've never experienced anything like this cold in my entire life.
How's your back feel, though?
My back is fine.
Really, mine hurts. Partly from an injury that I suffered and partly from carrying this podcast now for 2 seasons. Full seasons because we're done.
Yeah,
this is it. Rocky 2 is over. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Rocky 3.
Send us an email. Gmail. Rocky mail. Rocky. Rocky mail. Rocky at Gmail. Rocky at Rocky Minute Gmail. Rocky Minute at gmail.com. Rocky Minute at Gmail. See you next year.
At rockymail.com.
At Rocky Mail.
So,
Adrian. What it called Rocket Mail back in the day?
Rocket Mail? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Adrian's response to
Rocky. I still have my the first email address I ever made in my entire life. I still have.
Was it AOL?
No, it was a Hotmail. I had an AOL, but mm-hmm. It was a Hotmail.
What was your email address? Sax Pro?
No. It's just my name, jasonhaynes@hotmail.com.
Weren't you using that like relatively recently?
I still use it. It's my email address.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can we?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We have a minute to analyze here. Uh-huh. We have actually 2 minutes. God damn it.
It's just not going to be an episode unless I do that.
We have 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go through. But first, what we have is Adrian's response to Rocky's I Did It was a couple of I love yous through tears streaming down her pretty face.
She's so happy. Like the look on her face, like they had it rough. You know, everything was going great. They got married. They got pregnant. And then things, you know, they were having struggles.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go back to work in the pet shop. There were a lot of problems, money problems, apparently. There was a lot of things going on. She was having a tough time personally and as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got worse. She slipped into a coma.
Yes.
And then she came out of the coma. And now these tears and these I love yous, this is not just Rocky just won the fight. This is a culmination of like things are better. The kid's healthy. She's healthy. Rocky's doing what he wants to do. He's won. He's successful. He's won the fight. Plus they're going to make some money now. So that as things are going to like it's in, this is the dawn of a whole new life.
He's
as
we said in Rocky,
as we said in Rocky One, when that fight ended, like this was a new life for her. This was, she had boyfriend, you know, had the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the beginning of a new life for her. This is now really the beginning of another new life for her. So it's like every time, Rocky ends, a movie ends, it's like the dawn of a new beginning for Adrian.
Mm.
So this is like a whole new, these tears are a culmination of everything.
This is also the moment in Rocky II when I tear up.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the, yo, Adrian, I did it. It's for some reason, it's her reaction to him saying, yo, Adrian, I did it. That's the part that always gets me.
Yeah. That's...
Which, I mean, it's amazing to me that she can drum up this kind of drama when this was filmed supposedly, you know, 8 months.
Isn't it amazing? All actors and actresses. I can rip up some tears right now if you need me to.
Can you?
Let me see. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nicely done.
If anybody's doing any casting for any movies that involve crying, I am available. This is though, this is how I'm going to look when this cold is over. Like Adrian looks right now with just happy tears.
And enough about the cold.
But no, this is love. This is a whole bunch of emotion here. Like we said, it's love. It's proud of her man. It's life's going to be better. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. This is a good moment for Adrian at home.
You know how we said at the end of Rocky One, how we get the freeze frame right on.
I do though. Although I said I can drum up some tears right now, like that tear rolling down her cheek, like that's how do they get like tears on demand? Like do you have to think do you have to think of some sad moment in your life? Do you have to? Is there something you can go to in your Rolodex of your brain that produces tears? Like how do you just cry like that?
I always wonder that about actors.
I mean, you would just put a Marley and Me in the background and that would be it. Just open the fucking floodgates.
You ever see A Dog's Purpose?
Not yet. Probably never will.
It might be sadder. But at the end of Rocky One, when the frame freezes, the last image we see where it freezes is on the ultimate moment, the pinnacle of Rocky's life at that time.
So you're going to see the ultimate warrior.
The ultimate warrior.
Just come running into the fucking ring and take the belt out of Rocky's hand, smash it over his head, knock him out and jump on the ring, turnbuckle with the belt.
That's next movie.
Ooh, nice tease. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, we get a freeze here again as the music crescendos, just like it did at the end of Rocky One.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But this time, you know, because Adrian is not at the fight, he hugs Mickey and we see.
It's also a very, very tender moment. And then I like how it switches to the drawing of it. Like it fades into this black cool screen, drawing, man.
Black screen, the sketch.
Yeah.
The sketch of that very moment. And then we got the credits as the redemption, the first piece of music. No, because the first piece of music was.
No, and this was redemption.
Yeah, but the fanfare was first.
Oh, yeah.
But after that, yeah, the ambulance ride, we get redemption. Here we get redemption. Again, Rocky doesn't need redemption, never need a redemption, but that's what they called that piece of music. I read about an alternate ending here.
Okay.
Now, we touched upon it. I remember Jack from Drunk Bond. Mm-hmm. He sent me a picture of Rocky holding Adrian in his arms as she's holding the belt.
Okay.
Apparently, they filmed that.
Really?
Yeah. So the whole, like, her being tied up with another film, while it may be true, they filmed that alternate ending because TotalRocky.com interviewed an extra that was on set that day. So this is part of the story. As Rocky and Apollo trade their famous flurry of hurt and bombs in the 15th round, Paulie and Adrian suddenly enter the arena. And as Paulie heads for Rocky's corner of the ring, Adrian rushes through the crowd and up to the ringside, ultimately wedging herself between frantically shouting members of the seated press corps who are busily covering the climactic final blows. Rocky wins the title, and in their overwhelming excitement, the screaming crowd begins rushing over the ropes and into the ring along with Adrian, who is literally swept in along the human tidal wave into her husband's arms. While embracing, Rocky, Adrian, and the championship belt are lifted into the air on the shoulders of adoring fans, with Rocky cradling his wife in his arms, and she joyously hoisting the glimmering belt overhead, fade out. Well, so I got here. Talia Shire, dressed in the same outfit we're familiar with, the red blouse and the skirt, wore an additional cream-colored fur-collared coat. Do you see that picture?
Yes.
And white nip cap in the arena sequence, as though she'd just come in off the icy streets of Philadelphia.
Can you hug a bloody guy? Should you be wearing white?
Oh, my God. It's probably destroyed whatever she's wearing.
She looks like the referee at the end of the hug.
Many fans have expressed confusion as to why this particular ending was eliminated and why Paulie and Adrian were ultimately made to stay at home rather than going along to cheer Rocky on. One explanation that's been floating around for a few years is that Talia Shire was busily performing in another movie at the time and couldn't attend the filming of Rocky's title win. This doesn't really wash, though, since Shire did attend this particular shoot, giving the editors two versions of the ending to work with.
Interesting.
I don't know if we'll get clarity as to why they went with that ending.
With them staying home?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. If anybody knows or has any more information on this, go to our Facebook listeners group, Mighty Mix, and let us know.
Or if you just like to discuss this.
Or if you want to just talk about it, add your opinion, go to Mighty Mix, Facebook listeners group. Mm-hmm. Let us know.
We got the credits.
So that's it? So this nice. I like this drawing at the end. They fade to this yellow and drawing on black with just Rocky and Mickey hugging. It's a great, great picture.
Yeah, I do like that too.
And then what happens? And then credits.
Another t-shirt idea.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Well, then.
Interesting.
I mean, there isn't a whole lot of credits I want to touch on because,
I mean, I don't want to touch on any.
The credits, really. But there's the credit for the first assistant director, Jerry Zeismer. Ooh. Does that name sound familiar?
Hank Zeismer?
Nope.
Frank Zeismer.
Jerry Zeismer.
I know, but is he related to Hank Zeismer?
I don't know who the fuck is Hank Zeismer.
Well, apparently you didn't research enough. I don't know. Who is Jerry Zeismer?
He was the realtor that sold them.
Oh, was it?
The house, yes.
Oh,
yes. The fight sequence was edited by James D. Mitchell and Christopher V. Holmes. Oh. These are the gentlemen, I'm guessing, who who Sylvester Stallone sat down with and took 8 months to edit the fight. The stunt coordinator, Jimmy Nickerson.
Oh.
Does that name sound familiar?
Nickerson does sound familiar.
We saw it written on the back of a chair. I'm trying to lead you here.
Back of the chair.
During the commercial sequence.
Nickerson.
Yes. And it was also written on the clapperboard, Jimmy Nickerson. He was the stunt coordinator. The boxing technical advisor was Al Silvani, who was our corner man. Not Jimmy Gambino.
Right.
We all know. I don't know at what point Stallone and Jimmy Gambino's relationship dissolved, but he comes back for Rocky V, Jimmy.
Does he?
Yes. Joe Letizia is the company representative.
Screw you, Creepo's father.
Yes, Little Marie's father.
Little Marie's father.
Jody Letizia's father, but company representative. Are they just Stallone just making up titles for this guy?
Yeah,
at this
point? Gotta get him in the credits. Gotta give him some credit, Mikey.
They shouted out Edgar Rice Burroughs and the deputy sheriff of Comanche County. Special thanks to the city of Philadelphia, its mayor, administration, and citizens for their courtesies and cooperation during the Philadelphia filming. No such courtesies and cooperations were used in Rocky One.
No.
Were they? And the last thing we see before we fade to black is the film dedicating to the loving memory of Jane Oliver.
Ooh.
Do you know who Jane Oliver is?
Jane Oliver? No.
Were you thinking of something to say?
Yeah.
That was Sylvester Stallone's first manager.
Oh, what happened to her?
She died in 1975.
You kidding?
From?
Don't f***ing tell me, please.
Cancer.
Was it pancreatic?
I'm not sure which form, but it was cancer nonetheless.
Ugh.
But every Rocky film is dedicated to her. I don't remember seeing it at the end of Rocky One.
I don't remember that either.
But if you look her up on IMDb, she's a dedicatee in every Rocky film. And we see Leo the Lion 2 weeks before he mauled his trainer to death, roaring us out before we fade to black. Ugh. So that's it, Jay. Rocky Two.
Done, huh? I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope you had a great year listening.
Now, I think when we finished Rocky One, I think our opinions of the film were the same.
Okay.
That we had going into it. In fact, I think I gained an even deeper appreciation for Rocky One after we had finished analyzing it 1 minute at a time. How do we feel at the end of Rocky Two?
I feel that this is tough here.
Yeah, this is a toughie.
I like the premise of this movie. The first fight, Rocky lost. Having another fight, giving him another chance, was a good theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I understand, like, so I don't know how to make movies, but I would imagine that they had the idea, all right, we're going to have another fight. Apollo's going to somehow challenge Rocky another fight, and they're going to have a fight, and Rocky's going to win this one. And then, so you had an idea, right? And you began this movie with the ending of the last movie. So you had an A, you had a beginning, and you had an ending, and you had to fill in the middle. And I think the beginning was great, and I think the ending was great, and I think the premise was great or whatever, but I think the execution of getting from A to B, beginning to end, A to Z, that would be. The execution of getting from A to Z, I thought was not good.
B through Y?
Yeah, I really thought it was not good. I like the fight. I like everything except for you got training montage. You're gonna have training montage. Yeah. So I'm guessing what I'm saying is from you know, the proposal, the marriage is all good, the stay in the hospital. I think from Rocky going on the shopping spree until Adrian coming out of the coma, honestly, to be completely not be harsh, I really think was junk. I didn't like the execution of the movie. Right. I didn't like, you know, we've been talking all year about the reason he took the fight back and the reason I like the reason Apollo gave him the fight. Mm-hmm. You know, Apollo wanted redemption. Apollo felt that people are criticizing him for either losing the fight or for, you know, whatever, for not knocking Rocky out quick enough, for almost losing the fight, for letting Rocky go the distance. And I feel like the Apollo aspect of this, I thought was big. And I thought maybe they should have played a little more onto that, because that's the reason Rocky got the second fight, was because it was Apollo. There's nothing Rocky did to earn the second fight or to get the second fight. It was all Apollo's feelings, which is why he let Rocky back in the ring. And I should think they should have played that a little more.
I agree 100%. They should have spent a lot more time on Apollo's character.
Yes.
A lot more time. Now, I mean, you write a movie now. They write movies so much different now, because like each character would have their own moment. We're not just, I mean, all we see is Apollo, like one short scene with his wife.
Right.
He's reading the hate mail. And then we see him training the way he's training, like, which is good. But they really should have dug deeper into like how the first fight affected him and his family life. They should have, as we spoke about a lot, they should have spent more time. I mean, Rocky he won money in the last fight. And so you have to get from that to financial woes.
Right.
If that's the angle that you want to play. So, I mean, the shopping spree, I know that was like the first group of minutes where you started like really, because you hated Rocky in that moment.
I thought the shopping spree was one of the worst couple scenes that I've ever watched in movies. Like the way that the way that Rocky was acting to me was just, was not Rocky. It was punchy. It was like almost like cartoonish. And I get people say Ryan Rabalka came on and said he was excited and he was acting like a kid in a candy store kind of, but it wasn't Rocky, dude. It was just, I don't know what they did for that brief couple minutes, those couple scenes. I don't know why they did what they did. It made him into this almost like Rocky was a dummy, but he was like a genuine down to earth dummy.
Yeah.
This was kind of like a hyper excited over, like it was just an awful way to portray the character. But like, I agree with you. How did you go from, like, they went from on top of the world to trouble without us even knowing how, like what happened? You didn't fucking lose all that money in Rolexes and Trans Ams.
They could have spent more time with the money troubles. You know, like you said, the notices, the past due notices to the house, or the debit card getting declined at the store, that really kind of fleshed out like their money troubles.
See, I think they should have spent more time on Paul's character. They should have spent more time on the money troubles if that's the route you were going to take. They should have spent more time on Rocky thinking about boxing, where to Rocky was like having, you know, when you see a movie in a situation where a guy's not able to fulfill something he wants to, like if he wants to be a fighter and for whatever reason he's not able to, spend more time on Rocky agonizing over that. Like maybe showing up to some boxing matches. You know, he showed up to the gym one, you know, to Ricky's apartment and made that one comment, like, I gotta be around it. That was the only fucking mention he made of missing boxing and wanting to be in the ring and fighting.
Right.
Right. So a little more time on that. A little more time on Adrian not wanting him to fight because of the eye and his injuries, right? So when you have all these parts that we're saying you spend a little more time on, maybe you should have gotten rid of something and then spend a little more time on what you had left.
That was going to be my next question, unless you want a 3-hour Rocky movie.
I don't. So here's what I would have done. This is my opinion.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Now, I understand before Ryan Rabalkin blows up at his computer right now, we got your message about maybe it's both reasons coming together, you know, the money and why can't it be like a perfect storm of all these aspects coming together.
Sure.
And I agree it could have been that, but it wasn't. Like the execution was not, I didn't get that at all.
And like I said, you left too much for the fans to infer from that.
So in order to not make it a 3-hour movie and to not be able to, you know, put all those aspects in, think maybe they should have gotten rid of something. And they should have made the movie about, I said this once before, my alternative Rocky, where they do have the money. Rocky does go and gets a job. Maybe the commercials work out, mm-hmm. and money's not an issue. Adrian, Rocky is living the life. Everything's going great, but Rocky in the back of his mind wants to fight because he misses it. And he also, you know what they also don't spend enough time on? The fact that I think there's part of Rocky where you would think, if you're Rocky in that situation, you would think, I went the distance with the champion. Could I have beaten the champion? Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could I have done this? Like, and you look back and you go, if I did this, this, and this, I could have probably won that fight. I could probably be the champion.
Right.
Right? So you would automatically be like, man, like, I would kill for another shot to give that another chance to see. Because you proved that you can go the distance, right? And that was all Rocky wanted to do in Rocky One. But if you went and proved that you can go the distance, there's not a single human being on earth that wouldn't now sit back and go, shit,
I
went the distance. If I did a little bit more training, if I did this, if I did this, if I did this, I could have won this fight.
Right.
So they don't spend any time on that, on the fact that Rocky should be sitting here going like, man, like, I could have beat this guy. I could have really done this. Mm-hmm. Like, what if I got another shot? What if I had another chance? Like in Rocky Balboa, which I'm going to bring up because I just watched yesterday. He says he wants to fight, that he's got a lot in the basement. There's like a beast inside him that's coming out. Like, why, like, you should be watching this fight that you just had with Apollo and be like, man, I went the distance and I still had a lot of stuff left in the basement. Mm-hmm. I want another chance. They didn't spend any time discussing that aspect of it. The Rocky may just want another chance because he thinks he can win.
Right.
So a movie where Rocky, where they don't have the financial troubles, Rocky got his temp job working in an office that he always wanted. Maybe he stays at the meat plant. Maybe the commercials work out so he doesn't have to work. So there are no money troubles. But Rocky wants a fight because Rocky wants a fight because he's a fighter. He's a warrior and he thinks he could maybe have won. Mm-hmm. Adrian doesn't want him to fight because of his health.
That's a good storyline.
Right? And then at some point, I'm not a movie maker, but play that storyline out along with Apollo Creed, you know, thinking that, you know, what's going through his mind is that he could have knocked Rocky out sooner if he'd done more. He didn't give it his best and he's getting all the hate mail and he wants another shot to prove it. And all these things come together in a head and then boom, you get the other fight. I could live without the coma.
Yeah.
You know,
So you're saying that they can still live comfortably. They don't need to have money troubles.
Right.
But he's got that burning desire.
Right.
So because money troubles don't have to be a part of this.
You want, when we watch movies, we want to believe in somebody. We want to believe in something. We want a hero. When you watch Rocky One, it was easy to like this guy because he didn't have much, he didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he got this opportunity and he made the best of it. And even, you know, he didn't think he had a chance to win. He just wanted to go to distance to show everybody that he wasn't a bum. Like, how can you not believe in a guy like that and want a guy like that? And then he wins, he gets to the fight, he goes to distance, does what he does. He's a hero. He's the underdog. He did the ultimate underdog story and came back and went to distance with the champion. You want to believe in that. And you want to watch that and go, man, like that, I love that, man. Like, that inspires me. Mm-hmm. It makes me, you know, inspired to go and do something that I don't think I can do. You know, did this movie inspire you to do anything? Were you inspired by this movie at all? I wasn't. I didn't, for some reason, this character and what Rocky was going through, I didn't believe in. I didn't buy it. I don't think he's a hero to want to go back and fight. Essentially, so he gave up fighting for his wife, mm-hmm. which is fine. Everybody gives up things for their wives, you mm-hmm. know, things that their wives don't want them to do, like, you know. Everybody does. So that's not really a heroic, commendable thing.
We give up podcasting for our wives.
We're not heroes. So he didn't do anything heroic there.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to get a couple jobs and everybody says, he couldn't find anything. He didn't really try because he was offered menial labor jobs, which he turned down and then was upset when he got fired from the meat factory, which was a menial labor job. So to say he didn't do shit because if you went through all those interviews, the couple temp interviews, and you couldn't get an office job, which you wanted, right? And then you make your wife go back part-time. Why didn't you go back to the guy and say, hey, I'll take one of those menial labor jobs to make money for my family? Mm-hmm. He didn't do that. Instead, he let his wife go back to work in the pet shop, right? Then, so we have a couple instances of him. He mentions to Mickey one time that he wants a fight. Then Adrian gets hurt at work. She goes to the hospital. She goes into a coma. He says, I'm not going to fight anymore, which is what any man would do. You'd be like, all right, I'm done with this. You know, if this is, I don't know what happened. I stressed you out. I put you in a position where you had to go to work. This happened. I'm not fighting. I'm done.
Right.
Then she wakes up and she makes one comment to win.
Mm-hmm.
And ding,
He's all
back
in.
Out. He didn't even argue with her. He didn't even say, like, no, I'm not going to do this. This, we're in this situation because of that. I'll find the menial labor job and I'll support you and the family. So she says to go and fight. So now she has his support. So he does the easy thing. He goes back and fights and wins the fight. Now, up until winning the fight, what part of that was heroic or something that you would, everything was expectable. Like, that's what you would expect a person to do, to try and find a job. He didn't want to take the menial labor job for his family. So, like, are you, you didn't do everything you can do to try and support your family. You gave up on your family.
What's respectable about that?
You went on fucking three interviews, got a meat job, lost it, and then gave up on your entire family. What's fucking, what is heroic about that? What do you like about that? To me, that, like, he just, like, now look at Apollo for a second. Apollo gave Rocky the opportunity, and Rocky did great with it. And then Apollo was getting hate mail. Apollo was, you know, down in the dumps. You know, he wasn't, he thought he didn't do enough or whatever. And he went and gave the guy a fight back that everybody was telling him you shouldn't do. Like, to me, I almost like Apollo more in this movie than I do Rocky.
Until he,
like, Apollo put it all on the line.
Slam campaign.
Apollo put his entire career on the line for pride.
Yeah,
you can call it arrogance, but it's pride. He wanted to win the fight. To me, I just don't think anything Rocky did was something that I would, as a moviegoer, would look at and be like, and think it was heroic or a man of pride and a man of, you know, his family and this and that. And I think it could have been. I think there are some slight changes they could have made to make Rocky a likable hero in this movie, and they didn't. And I don't know. It just seems sloppy to me, that the whole thing.
Well, in order to make the perfect movie, you know, I mean, we've talked all throughout, like, what they could have taken out or how they could have switched that. All the stuff that you're saying, we've touched upon before. Now we're kind of getting deeper into it. But in order to not make it a 3-hour movie, you're going to have to remove some stuff that's already there. We talked about shortening the coma or
getting rid of the coma. There's no reason Adrian has to go into a coma.
The money troubles, you said, if that wasn't part of the storyline, then, you know, you could remove that. Also, the lead up to the fight, from the end of the training montage, you got Apollo looking at himself in the mirror. You have Rocky wasting time at his house, and then the cheering fans outside his house, driving away, going to the church to get blessed by Father Carmine, showing up, you know, late to the arena. All that pre-fight crap, him praying by the sink. Apollo in his dressing room, that could be trimmed out. Why do you need all that, too?
You don't.
That's about 10, that's roughly 10 minutes. The intros to the fighters, like, all that stuff, I think, could be shortened or trimmed out. I mean, you're still, I don't, nowadays, is there a way to write this in less than 2 hours? Probably not. In fact, I think the Creeds are both about 2 and 15, 2 hours and 20 minutes, roughly.
I agree.
But I mean, I think you can effectively, you know, trim out certain things and add certain things, like more about Apollo Creed and how he's dealing with the, you know, the loss, not the loss, but how the last fight turned out and how he's being insufferable to his family and his wife and how they're getting along. I think that would have been an important addition, showing more about Apollo.
Yeah.
Well. You know, I mean, this is the movie we got. I still love Rocky II.
It just seemed they put too much in there. Like, Apollo calling out Rocky was kind of, even that, they didn't spend enough time on it, and it was kind of sloppily thrown together. Mm-hmm. A couple scenes here of Italian chicken, is that what it was, right?
Yeah.
Chicken stallion, whatever.
Stallion chicken.
So, ooh, this is like a nice Italian dish. I have the stallion chicken. But I do see, you know, what other people have said about this, you know, that it was more than one reason, and, you know, he's... Whatever. I just didn't get it, man. I really, really didn't.
Well, I mean,
but you need two to get to three, because you have to have, if you're going to have, starting three is when Rocky's successful, 3, 4, Rocky's super successful. But to get to three, you have to have two. You have to have this rematch fight. So I agree with it. But I just, if I was making this movie today, I would scrap everything from the whole story and I would just have, okay, we need the rematch fight, which Rocky's going to win. How do we get there? How do we get from the last fight to this fight and come up with I've told my story, but one storyline with Rocky, one storyline with Apollo, and they come to a head at the end and boom.
I don't want to wrap this season up on a down note. I do love this movie. I still do. I think when I initially gave my ranking, I ranked this one right behind Rocky One, which, you know, I'm not sure if it's there anymore because of these little things that we've pointed out along the way. But I still do. I love Rocky Two as part of the Rocky saga. That's not going to go away. And, you know, I think at the end of this, we're going to have to give our definitive ranking because it wouldn't be fair right now because we've only covered two movies. But, yeah, I mean, I like this. I love this movie. All right. And I don't want to end this season on a down note.
Okay.
Do you still love this movie?
No.
Wow. Hot take. No. Hot take, people.
I don't.
I don't see myself watching this one anytime soon.
Or ever again.
Where I can't see myself watching.
I'm going to wait. One. What I decided to do was I'm going to wait to this episode that we just, that we're recording right now, to this airs. I'm going to wait for the hate comments on Facebook.
Yep.
I know who they're coming from already. but with the hate comments, there's usually some good counter comments.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to read them. I'm going to put it in my mind, and then I'm going to watch the movie again with that point of view. Being, and maybe I'll come around and be like, all right, I do see the points though. But maybe I'll be like, all right, I was a little harsh on this, a little harsh on that. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. But if I have to fucking watch a movie that I've seen a million times already, I've analyzed minute by minute, argued with people, get another outside point of view, and then watch it again. There's no way. I
can't do it.
It's not going to happen. And I challenge people who are going to disagree with me and say, no, the execution was great, this, that, but I watch the goddamn movie and take off, you know, everybody who's listening to this loves movies, probably loves Rocky, loves Sylvester Stallone, as do we all, but take all that out of it and watch it just as, you don't know who Sylvester Stallone is. You don't know anything about it. You're not a super fan. You saw Rocky One. The sequel's coming out. You want to check it out and just take it for face value. Just watch it and take away the shit you already know, that because obviously there's some things you already know that happened. And there's some things that happened before. Just watch it. Just a movie. That's it. And just watch it and tell me you don't
see
what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, Ryan has came on the show and he also has sent a couple email Facebook messages here and there. And I've watched some scenes back and I've watched some things back after hearing that. I don't agree, man. I just don't see it. I think this could have been done so much better.
Well, the beauty, I guess it's a beauty and a curse of this format, is you take something that you love and you can either make you love it more, or you really find the holes that lie within it and make you like it less. And it looks like you're on the less side of the spectrum.
Yeah. But I did have my mind changed. Like, see, I don't like Rocky V, but when having a conversation with Matt Marchand, like he had brought up, we had talked about it one time, and I believe Scott Carelli, we also had the conversation with. And after talking to those two guys, I thought about it again, and I kind of changed my mind about Rocky V a little bit in terms of, I like the storyline. Again, great storyline. You know, the plot is a great idea. I just thought they failed in the execution of that movie as well. So I'm starting to see a trend here of Rocky movies where I think the storyline is great, but I think the execution of it is poor. But I think I think actually the execution of Rocky V is better than the execution of Rocky II at this point.
Wow.
I just think it's sloppy from beginning to end. Sloppy, poorly executed, bad storytelling. Good story, bad story. Let's say like a good story, bad storytelling. And I really think they missed the mark on Rocky's motivation for fighting this fight.
Well, the good news is that we are getting into the juice. We are getting into the superhero Rocky, the comic book cartoon Rocky. And I can't friggin' wait for Rocky III.
Me either. We have to redeem this franchise.
Redeem the next podcast.
Next, when we start season three, there's going to be Rocky Minute, Rocky III Redemption.
Well, I guess comes to our hiatus stuff. We'll probably continue with a hiatus episode here and there to keep everybody fresh, to keep everybody, you know, updated on what we're doing and where we're at. If anybody has any ideas for hiatus episodes, we're open to those. In the meantime, I am still doing my monthly Sylvester Stallone movie breakdowns with Craig Cohen and Ryan Rebalkin. So those will always be fresh on the Rocky Minute feed, as well as the Going the Distance feed and the Slycast feed. So stay tuned for stuff. And I don't know, want to thank everybody.
Yes, right? Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for all our guests for coming on the show.
Thank all our guests. Thank our fans. Thank our members in the Mighty Mix group, a small portion of which are actually hearing our voice right now, because out of, I think we're almost up to 800 members in the listeners group. We don't have 800 listeners. I'll tell you that much.
Well, what are the rest of you doing?
What are the rest of you doing? But yeah, you know, I mean, we're going to continue to, keep the Mighty Mix fresh as well. So if you have any discussions that you want to start on Mighty Mix, please, please do. We're always there. We're not going anywhere though. So we're going to take some time off, get reacquainted with our families, get enough respect back where we can destroy it during our coverage of Rocky III. So, one last time this season, our plugs are, might I said, Mighty Mix on Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter, Instagram, DuelingGenre.com. We can't thank DuelingGenre.com enough. Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez, the godfathers over there, gave us a home for this lonely podcast. And hold on a second. Let me get to it. All right. So back to DuelingGenre.com. The other Movies by Minute shows that are featured on DuelingGenre.com. Back to the Future, Cornetto Minute, where Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez are covering the Simon Pegg Cornetto trilogy with Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End, which I was a guest on the Cornetto Minute not too long ago. Disney Animation Minute Essentials, Ferris Bueller, Harry Potter, Jay and Silent Bob, our buddies over there, Lord of the Rings, Spider-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Toy Story. They have original series, like I said before, Geek by Night and Immunities. They did a Marvel movie breakdown called Countdown to Infinity. Not minute by minute. There's some other brave souls that are going into that Marvel Cinematic Minute. I forgot what it's called. The Doctor's Companion, the Doctor Who podcast, Having a Friend for Dinner, the Hannibal Lecter podcast, and the Protagonist podcast. So that's all housed on DuelingGenre.com. So there's also a Patreon subscription to DuelingGenre.com. A lot of these shows have weekend editions, plus Scott Corelli is doing Scott Pilgrim versus the World. They're doing that minute by minute as a Patreon exclusive. And there's an Amazon affiliate link. If you purchase stuff on Amazon, go to DuelingGenre.com or go to Amazon.com/DuelingGenre or DuelingGenre.com/Amazon. I'm sorry, I'm destroying this. But if you buy stuff on Amazon, it doesn't add any more money to your purchase. It just throws a couple of cents into Dueling Genre's bank to help with site management and stuff. So, support us. Again, thank you very much, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And enjoy the hiatus. And, we hope that we're going to generate enough interest in Rocky III so we can come back with a full head of steam and really, really knock Rocky III out of the park. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Jay's playing on his phone in case anybody's wondering.
Not playing. I'm playing.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yes, see you next year.
And we'll see you on a new episode of Rocky Minute.
Goodbye.
Bye.